could wander wild and free. There was always a longing in my mind to follow the call of the sea. So I sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Greenore, and I think of you both day and night until I return once more, till I return once more. On all of the stormy seven seas I have sailed before the mast, and on every voyage I ever made I swore it would be my last. So I sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Greenore, and I think of you both day and night till I return once more, till I return once more. Now I had a girl called Mary Boyle, and she lived in Greenore, and the foremost thought that was in her mind was to keep me safe on shore. So I'd sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Greenore, and I'd think of you both day and night till I return once more, till I return once more. Now the landsman's life is all his own, he can go or he can stay. But when the sea gets in your blood, when she calls you must obey. So I sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Greenore, and I think of you both day and night until I return once more, until I return once more. So I sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Greenore, and I think of you both day and night until I return once more, until I return once more.
I danced in the morning when the world was young. I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he.
I danced for the scribes and the Pharisees. They wouldn't dance, they wouldn't follow me. I danced for the fishermen, James and John. They came with me, so the dance went on.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he.
I danced on the Sabbath and I cured the lame. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped, they stripped, they hung me high. Left me there on the cross to die.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he.
They buried my body, they thought I was gone. But I am the dance and the dance goes on.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he.
They cut me down and I leapt up high. I am the life that will never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, said he.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Wherever you may be, and I lead you all in the dance, said he.
when all a vigil keep. The West asleep, the West asleep. Alas, and well may Erin weep, and Connaught lies in slumber deep. But hark, a voice like thunder spake, the West's awake, the West's awake. Sing, oh, hurrah, let England quake. We'll watch till death for Erin's sake.
She bought some pills and bought them by the gross, and she wore a belt whenever she felt the pain in her diddly push. A comical vest to save her chest from comical Arabic kush. She drank quinine and spirits of wine to cure the pickety pop, till she became a what's the name, a traveling doctor shop. She thought she had the measles and the spankers and the aches, and varicose veins and arterial veins, and sure there's no mistake. Shivers and shakes and pains and ache from her head down to her toes, and a multitude of handkerchiefs to stop her runny nose. And she wore a belt whenever she felt the pain in her diddly push, a comical vest to save her chest from comical articush. She drank quinine and spirits of wine to cure the pippity pop. Which was a disgrace to humanity, that's for sure, and a big long nose, which I suppose just seemed to grow and grow. Little beady eyes, I tell no lies, the ugliest woman I've seen. You think that's bad, or maybe sad, I'd live her on a dream. And she wore a belt whenever she felt the pain in her diddly push, a comical vest to save her chest from comical articush. She drank quinine and spirits of wine to cure the pippity pop, till she became a what's the name, a traveling doctor shop. Well, she used to wear a nose machine whenever she went to bed, and tied herself to the window frame in case they find her dead. And for an influenza which scared her half to death, she greased her hair and tinned some hair for what we don't know yet. And she wore a belt whenever she felt the pain in her diddly push, a comical vest to save her chest from comical articush. She drank quinine and spirits of wine to cure the pippity pop, till she became a what's the name, a traveling doctor shop.